Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome to Advanced. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop for a minute and listen and join in as we do social networking online and offline. We're glad that you're with us today because we're doing the second day of this article that started in our Advanced magazine on page 10. Today we'll be on page 11. And we have some very good panelists with us, the same ones that were here yesterday. We're very happy to have our new managing editor, Catherine, with us. Catherine, did you enjoy your first advanced class yesterday?
Oh, I did. It was so much fun, and I'm very glad to be here again for the second day.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad that Josh was able to come back because Josh has been businessman. He's still a businessman, but he's with Advanced and with Studio Classroom now here in Taipei. So thanks for joining us on our programs, Josh. We always enjoy having you with us.
It's great to be here, Doris. And you do a lot of social networking, too, so I don't think I'm the only expert on this topic.
But, you know, Josh, you've been in Studio Classroom a long time. When you were back in school, high school and university, you used to do some actually radio programming and things, didn't you?
That's right. I was a broadcaster for several years in Southern California announcing high school sports and college sports.
That's why you're so good on the radio, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
We're happy to have you, and also a businessman. So it's good for us to do networking, but you have to if you're in the media business.
That's right. You need to meet other people that can make introductions for you. So this idea of social networking is related to the web. But if you just take off the social part, networking has been around for many years, right?
And people have talked about it a lot. Certainly in business, you have to do networking to survive.
That's right. You meet people who have skills that you might need in a certain job or to learn about new clients or new customers.
Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the ways we used to do more networking was going to all kinds of conferences and places where you meet all these people face to face. And we still do that, don't we?
I think so, and I think it's networking is a good way if you're looking for a job to meet potential employers.
Right. Go to writers' conferences if you're a writer, and go to all kinds of conferences if you want to sell your products or photography or anything. But social networking is what everybody does now, even little kids, don't they?
That's right. And I think one of the benefits of it, of course, is it's made it so convenient to keep in touch with who you meet. I mean, I could imagine 10 years ago, you had a stack of business cards at the end of a year, right? Of all the people that you met.
I still have a stack of them.
But now you just add them to your LinkedIn or Facebook page, and you don't need the card anymore.
It's still hard to keep in touch with everybody, isn't it?
It is. But these sites do make it easier because everything is a lot more condensed and just available right there for you to look at.
It's certainly easier online than offline to keep up with everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So as we're going on to today's lesson, we're going to talk about some of the different social networking groups. Some are startups. Some are newer ones you might have not have heard of, like Grub With Us, which is really have dinner with us or eat with us or some of the other ones. What other ones did we mention yesterday?
Well, we talked about Meetup, which is an interesting group in the United States where they've got 11 million members or people who have registered on the site.
Right. Well, and Grubhub, I don't know. Did it tell us how many members? I don't think so, did it?
No,
it's
I
a
think
new
this
one.
One's, we're going to learn that today. It's got not near as many as Meetup.
Because it's probably newer. But let's find out more about it. And not only just meeting new friends, but eating with new friends, meals with new friends. So let's read about Grub With Us as we begin our lesson today on page 11. We're going to ask Steve to read it for us.
Meals with new friends. Grub With Us meals are hosted at restaurants and typically bring together 6 to 10 people who have never met each other. Everyone pays in advance, so there's no mulling over the menu or bickering over the tab. There have been Grub With Us meals geared toward traveling enthusiasts, vegans, Clippers fans, and music aficionados. Grub With Us has tripled its user base since the beginning of the year, with meal reservations growing 15% month over month. The company has more than 80,000 subscribers. Self said he has made a handful of friends from the Grub With Us dinners. "It's definitely added to my experience in this city," he said. Though, he added, that some can be hit or miss. "I've been to ones before where you're sitting in between two people who are not really talking at all, or are not very interesting," he said. "And you're like, well, at least the food's good." Grub With Us chief executive Eddie Liu said users like such online-offline sites because they provide a safe way for people to meet. Members identify themselves through their profiles and communicate with one another online before meeting at a business or other public place.
We're going to find out more now about Grub With Us. I could still like to say eat with us. I don't know about go out and grubbing with people. But anyway, eating with us or grubbing with us meals. Tell us more about that, Josh.
Well, it's an interesting startup that brings people together at restaurants. And so maybe you want to try a new restaurant and you can't get a group of your friends to meet. So it's about bringing strangers together who are interested in eating at that place, 6 to 10 people at a time.
Well, maybe people like Italian, or you want Chinese food, or you want some other kind of food. So you could say, hey, let's go out and have Chinese food tonight if you live in Los Angeles or something. I guess it's easy to find places there to grub with us.
Mm-hmm. My wife doesn't like sushi, so I think I might use this to go to a sushi restaurant with new friends.
Well, she's smart, and I eat too much of that stuff. But, you know, we all like good Chinese food, don't we?
That's true, I do. One quick thing I thought was interesting was that it says it usually only brings 6 to 10 people. I like how this startup is keeping the meetup small because that way it's easier for you to talk to people.
It's very hard to talk to even 10 people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's hard too. But
six sounds good.
I think if it was any smaller, it might be almost like a date, right? So
they
try to keep it casual.
Right, but if it gets too big, then it's like a party. You know, and then it's impossible to talk, I think.
Well, evidently you make a reservation someplace, and then for somehow or other you either pay online or something, because it says you pay, everybody pays in advance. So I don't know how you pay, how that works.
Oh, I'm sure it just takes your credit card or uses PayPal and probably has a set meal.
Okay.
So everyone will be ordering, an entree and a side dish and a dessert. I think our friends in Taiwan are familiar with set meals, but we don't have them very much in the States.
Right. Okay, so then you don't have to sit there and mull over the menu. Sometimes this is why I like buffets, because if you go out with a group of people and you say, who wants this and I want that, and you go on, it takes forever to order. You mull over this over and over. But a buffet, you could just get up and eat what you like. I'd like to go out with people and have a buffet meal, wouldn't you?
I would. It makes it so much easier because you can get what you want when you want to eat.
And then you don't have to bicker over the tab or the bill at the end. To bicker just means to argue, doesn't it?
Right. Someone thinks that someone didn't pay enough or that they shouldn't pay as much as someone else. And I think this is something that happens all the time when you eat with friends and order different things, that some people, maybe they forget the tip or don't add in the tax. And then whoever is holding the bill ends up short.
Mm-hmm. Well, and besides, if you get something like all you can eat for a certain price or some kind of buffet, you don't have to say, well, who wants chicken, who wants beef, who wants veggies, and it takes forever to order, doesn't
it? Or you could just get separate checks.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, they're still taking the order. So
that's right.
If you order ahead of them, it would be good. But anyway, tell me more about this. Who is this geared to, or who is this actually supposed to be for? When it's geared to somebody, it's focused on them.
Yes, if something's geared towards, that means it's focused on them, and they're geared towards people who are traveling a lot or have different food interests that are very specific. In this case, they bring up vegans.
That's right. And a vegan is someone who doesn't eat or use animal products. So they don't eat meat, fish, or eggs.
Well, there are some people who like to eat a lot of vegetables. I know I eat a lot of vegetables, especially for supper. But to be a vegan, then you never eat even fish?
No, nothing with not. A face yeah. is their tagline.
That's interesting.
Wow. So, and they don't even wear leather?
No, nothing from their life comes from animals. So it's
they have to have plastic shoes?
Right.
Wow, I don't know. Maybe some people are only partial vegans. What do you think?
Well, if you're a partial vegan, would that make you a vegetarian?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, maybe that's a vegetarian.
Yeah, I think maybe where the not using animal products or dairy is the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian.
Vegetarians will still wear leather shoes, I would think. Yeah,
I think so. And I'm pretty sure that they'll eat and drink dairy products.
Well, anyway,
products.
If you're one of those, you can find other people and do it on the web, right?
Or maybe you're a Clipper fan. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised the author chose this obscure basketball team that's also in Los Angeles, like the Lakers, but haven't had the success of the Lakers.
Well, or some kind of a football team, or maybe you're a Jeremy Lin fan.
That's right.
That could be it, right?
Or maybe a music aficionado. And that's a great word, just meaning someone who is really super interested in a topic. They are an aficionado. And we hope you're an advanced aficionado.
And let me tell you that aficionado is not originally an English word.
Right.
It's what? Spanish? Italian?
It sounds Italian.
Italian. Maybe it's Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I think it's Italian.
So anyway, you really love music. Okay. But what about Grub With Us? Are they growing?
Well, it says that it has tripled its user base since the beginning of the year, and the user base is just the people who use the website. So they have grown a lot in the year.
They've grown about 15% month over month. Yeah. So now they have more than 80,000 subscribers. Now, I think the restaurant's like that.
Yes, and the subscriber is a term we've used before. It just it's a similar term to user of a website. And it doesn't mean they're paying for this ongoing, but if it's a service you use from time to time, we call you a subscriber.
I guess they don't have to pay then,
Only when they make the reservation.
Okay.
And it looks like we have a picture of it on the right side of your article on page 11. That's a picture of the Grub With Us interface.
Sure.
A term we used last month. It's just how a user interacts with the mobile app. And it's
There's the founder on there, right?
Yep. So it's got a picture of who's coming to the restaurant on January 5th. Zen Palette is the name of the restaurant. And then below that, it talks about how much it costs to attend that meal and then how many seats are left.
Well, Greg Self, his last name is Self. Mr. Self, that's a funny name. I am myself, Mr. Self. But he's 22 years old, and he's an assistant to a film production company. And what did he say about that?
Well, he says he's met a handful of friends from his Grub With Us dinners.
And it's added to his experience, he said. And he said that some of these can be kind of hit and miss. What does he mean by that?
Well, if something is hit and miss, I think he means that he goes into these events expecting them to be really good. And some can be good, but some can be maybe a little bit awkward or not so fun.
Right. What is it, what is an example he puts us at as awkward?
Well, he's been to a few where he was sitting between people who weren't talking. So they were at a social event, but they didn't feel like being social. And that had to be awkward.
I think that would be very awkward. Because
they probably just felt good just sitting there with other people, not by themselves. But maybe they didn't know what to say. Maybe you have to be the one to start up a conversation. I think, Josh, you would have no problem with that.
I can talk to anybody, Doris.
Well, anyway, if you know, at least the food's good. So if you go there, nobody talks much. Well, I had a good meal, but you didn't have some great conversations, right?
Yeah, but the food. Right. Could make up for it.
And there's always some people that talk too much, too. They get both kinds, probably.
That's right. You want to be with people who you enjoy meeting because they listen as well as talk.
Well, do you think that this chief executive officer, CEO, sounds like a Chinese guy, Eddie Liu, right?
Yes, we have a picture of him there on page 11 with his other founder. And he has said users like such offline online sites because they provide a safe way for people to meet. Why do you think he thinks it's safe?
Well, you're given chance ahead of time to talk to the people on the website, to look at their pictures, to see their interests. So I guess before you meet up with them, you have a sense of knowing them rather than just meeting up blind and not knowing anything about.
Oh, is that who you are?
Yeah. If you have a picture on the site, you at least know who you're supposed to look for when you meet up.
Right. And you probably do a little communicating ahead of time to find out, you know, what you like or don't like and so forth, don't you think?
And what also sites like this and Facebook like to do is show you what relationships you have in common. Mm-hmm. So perhaps you have a mutual friend from an old job, and that gives you a sense of comfort, even though that person might not even like them. But still, you have, right, a sense of of familiarity with them if you have mutual friends.
Yeah, I think it's like an early connection. It gives you some way that you know that person.
Like this guy, Greg, here, who's 22 years old. He's an assistant to a film production company. So he would say, are you in films? And they could find out more about their interests ahead of time, too, couldn't they?
That's right.
And have something to talk about instead of saying, what are we going to talk about?
There's a reason to meet up there if
that's
you have
right.
interests.
So. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an interesting site, and I don't know if I'd really want to join it, but some of you might like to. I always have plenty of people to eat with, don't you?
I've got lots of friends here in town, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I do have some interests that I think are unique maybe to my circle of friends,
sure.
And perhaps you have an interest that would be unique to you, and this could be a way to meet some folks.
That's true. Well, the end of this article, it talks about it's a link to friendship. It could be a connecting thing or a link to friendship. Let's finish reading the article.
A link to friendship. Another rising tech startup is Grouper, which connects two groups of friends for face-to-face hangouts after pairing them online. The setup takes away some of the awkwardness of meeting someone new alone, said Michael Waxman, Grouper's co-founder and chief executive. Launched in New York last year, Grouper expanded to L.A. in September. In a lot of ways, we're the anti-Facebook, Waxman said. One of the original things that played into the genesis of Grouper was the idea that social software didn't make a lot of sense. There's this underlying paradox. Facebook, Twitter, social products, you usually use them by yourself by the glow of your computer screen.
So in our last section of our article, we talk about another tech startup. This one is called Grouper.
Well, what does Grouper actually do?
Well, it looks like it brings two groups of friends together to hang out for a certain period of time. So
face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
It's forming groups. So this
forming more groups.
Not the fish, the grouper.
No, not the fish. Right?
This is the verb that they've sort of made up in terms of forming groups. So your group of four or five friends meets up with another group of strangers.
Well, so there's Meetup, there's Group With Us, and this is just another group. And they try to take away this awkwardness that if you're just going to meet someone, let's say you're interested in music, and they are. You meet one person, it's a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like more of a date, actually.
Yep.
But this is a group of people. It's kind of a safer way to go out sometimes, isn't it?
That's right. I think we encourage young people to go out in groups so that there is some safety element to that. So this is adding to your group by going and meeting another group.
Where did this group start?
It says it started in New York, but it has so far expanded across the U.S. to Los Angeles.
So I don't know if it really expanded or it jumped over from New York to L.A. because I can't imagine people in Iowa in those places doing this. Who knows?
Well, that's the challenge with these geographic-based startups. You can't launch a company in 100 cities across America without a group of people in each of those cities signing up for it. So the companies like this will start out in maybe one or two cities, build up a user base of people so that people feel comfortable logging into a site because it has people on it.
But I think places like New York and Los Angeles that are so huge are the kind of places where these would really take hold even more in some other cities, don't you think?
I agree.
Chicago,
I've lived in Los Angeles, and it is hard to meet people,
right,
even with the millions and millions of people living there.
Yeah, and they have to drive so far to see each other, whereas in other cities it's not quite that complicated. But anyway, anybody who lives in the south or the north of Los Angeles could get together, right?
How about Texas, Catherine? Is it easy to meet people there?
Yes. Well, especially I'm from a small town in Texas, so these sites are unnecessary because I have the same group of friends from when I was little. So I think these are mostly for big cities where you feel anonymous and it's hard to meet people.
And in Washington and Oregon in the Northwest, that area, people come into a restaurant and say, hi, what are you doing? They talk to each other, but they never do that in New York, I don't think, do they?
Right.
Not very often.
They're too cool.
Yeah, right. So it's good for some of these cities. But it says one of the original things that played into the beginning of the Genesis, we've used that word before, it just means the beginning of things, of Grouper, was the idea that social software itself doesn't make a lot of sense, like Facebook and so forth. What do you
think? He says that this idea of it being social is a paradox, something that is an opposite or very hard to understand because it almost contradicts itself. A social networking website is something you use alone.
Right. So you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're by yourself. You see them by yourself or only by the glow of your computer screen. But these other groups, you meet them online and you see them offline. So it's sort of like completing that relationship.
I agree. When you're sitting by your computer, you know, using Facebook, they're telling you that you have friends, but you're not actually really connecting with anyone until you get off the computer, leave your house, and go meet up and talk to
people. So there's lots of other groups like this. You mentioned some other one, too.
Well, one that I've used before is couch surfing, which is good for travelers. And it's originally intended if you're traveling in a new city, you can stay on someone's couch. They give you a free place to stay.
But you have to stay all night?
Yeah, but people also have started using it as a way to meet people in new cities, like the Scrub with Us. You get together and you go to dinner or go to museums. It's a new way to meet people when you're traveling.
I don't know about sleeping on somebody else's couch. I think I'll go for a motel myself.
Right.
Everyone has to be verified. There's a process.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you're looking for a way to talk about an advanced lesson with some other advanced listeners.
You could start one.
So maybe a meetup or a grouper in your city of advanced students.
Are you suggesting a new startup?
I think we've got an idea.
Josh,
here.
I know that business part of him keeps coming out, doesn't it, right? Well, I think we have a little skit today that'll help us use these words. So as you listen to this now, we're trying to use the words in a conversation.
Hi, you must be Sarah. I'm Sam.
It's nice to meet you in person, Sam.
Yes, this is interesting. Connecting online at buymedinner.com and then meeting here.
So this is one of your favorite hangouts?
Oh, yes. I love Super Burger. I am a burger aficionado. Would you like to know the history of the hamburger?
Sam, did you read my tagline?
Well, not really. I mainly looked at your pictures. What does your tagline say?
Attractive vegan, looking for perceptive man.
Oh, I guess I missed that. Well, they do have veggie burgers on the menu here at Super Burger. Although, that seems like quite a paradox. Veggie burgers.
Okay, I guess I'll order a veggie burger and a salad. So, what do you like to do on the weekend?
I usually go on motorcycle excursions with my buddies, up in the mountains or to the beach. How about you, Sarah?
I own a retro clothing shop that sells dresses, shoes and accessories from the 50s and 60s. Would you like to stop by sometime to take a look?
Well, I'm not really interested in clothes. Would you like to go on a motorcycle trip?
Actually, I think motorcycles are too dangerous, so I never ride on them.
So, do you think this is going to work?
No.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Sarah.
Good luck, Sam.
Well, I wouldn't say that's a very successful group, would you?
No.
Besides just two of them, remember, it's better to have more people.
That's right.
You probably found somebody to go on that motorcycle with him. Who knows?
And pay attention to people's profiles before you meet them.
That's right.
Read carefully.
That's right. Well, let's just wrap this up today, this two-day lesson, by talking about the main focus of the article.
Well, we talked about social networking sites moving into the real world.
That's right. I think it's a good idea if we listen to this article and get away from your computer and try to find a new group of people to hang out with outside of your home.
Okay. Sometimes it's hit and miss. Sometimes it works out. But if you're new or just out of school, a new city, a new job, you might look into some of these.
But before you close your computer, join us on Facebook.
That's right. And, you know, it's Friend for Life. And you can also come to some of our rallies when you're in your city or Friday Night Live or, you know, just communicate with us. Keep in touch. Social networking online and offline with your friends at Advance and Studio Classroom. Thanks for being with us today, everyone. And thank you, Catherine and Josh, for joining us.
It's great to be here.
See you all with a new lesson tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.